Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
You know, I get so excited on Tuesdays. We call it Truthful Tuesdays because we deal with certain subjects that are not always spoken about freely and openly. And so here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, we take an opportunity to make sure that we address all of those issues. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us tonight. And so let's get this party started. And, you know, you always have to do certain things before you invite people into your home. And so what we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness, our very first thing is that we make sure we're centered in affirmative dialogue. And we take those messages from my daily inspirational blog. It's called revsandy.wordpress.com. Today's message is called Honoring Our Elder. I am always enthused when I can sit at the feet of my elders and have them to share with me. Currently, I enjoy the wisdom of several elders ranging in age from 104 to 80 and women, and most are adopted family members. I remember even as a child, my preference would be to sit and listen to them. I have absorbed much of what they have shared with me, especially those that have passed on. I remember them with a special fondness and love. They were always so willing to share. Their stories always embodied such wisdom. I learned history from a completely different perspective than what was taught in school. Today, I honor my elders with dignity, respect, honor, and love. They have paved the way for me to continue the quest for humanity's freedom. I think about each frequently and reflect back on a life that is usually never told. I remember the nicknames given to me by some who cannot pronounce my given name, or the one who always called me Overcoat because I was always cold, even in the summer months. I remember when memory loss was a concern of my husband's grandmother, yet she always knew who I was when I visited with her. And there are the many uncles with whom I cherished and had a very personal relationship with, one I called Grass because he was always cutting someone's lawn, or my aunt who was so impressed that she had learned to sew and wanted to show me, and the aunt that loved me as her own daughter. The list is so long, and the memories are extremely strong. It would take a whole volume to describe each relationship in detail. Do you have elders in your life that have added value to your existence? Tell them how much you appreciate them taking the time to share with you. Tell them just how much you really love them, even if you have not seen or spoken with them in a very long time. They will appreciate you for thinking about them. Today, let's honor our elders. Again, that's a daily inspirational blog, and you can find that at RevSandy.wordpress.com. And just like that daily inspirational message said, honoring our elders, our next step here on Life, Love, and Wellness is to invoke and invite the energies and the powers and the presence of our ancestors to be with us. That is such a powerful activity and invitation that we extend to our ancestors. And we know that they're with us at all times. But just like as with the Holy Spirit, they don't come in unless they're invited. So here on Life, Love, and Wellness, we openly and freely invoke and invite the powers, the energies, the love, and the protection of our ancestors to be with us tonight. We love you, ancestors. We wouldn't be here without you. We give thanks for you. Ashe, ashe, ashe. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called Global Wellness. Is it possible? So we've been talking to you for a number of months now about an upcoming global wellness webinar. And we have several of our team members that's going to be sharing with us tonight. But we want to address this wellness from a different perspective in hopes that we will explain it to you in a way that will make you want to become involved, that will make you or help you, not make you, but help you to understand what it is that we're going for. And it's interesting that regardless, I know for me particularly, and the various audiences that I'm around and the people that I'm with, how this wellness piece keeps coming up. I'm in attendance of a two-day financial workshop here or financial conference here in Atlanta called Hope Global Forum, and there are 4,000 individuals from around the globe that are here talking about financial wealth and freedom within our families. But wellness, our physical wellness, our emotional wellness, epidemics, and all of that comes up under that heading also. So this is very real, and my hope would be our goal is to impart the importance of understanding what wellness looks like and then to discuss if it's even possible. So that's going to be our discussion for tonight. And audience, you know you're always welcome to join in on the discussion. And every view is always welcome, and we encourage you to share. Even if it doesn't match up with what you may be hearing, your voice is always important. So our call-in number here is 516-531-9819. And again, you would push 1 to let us know that you want to talk live on air with us. So we're going to take a short music break, and we'll be right back. And you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show.
Your leaders tell you to. At last, that blessed day has come.
we're a winner. That's right. Each and every one of us that are alive, that's on this call, that's not on this call, we're all winners. One of the guest speakers, the featured speakers at today's conference that I was telling you about, the Hope Global Forum, is from California. Actually, I worked with her like 30 years ago. She is one of the wealthiest women in the United States, just right up under Oprah, Janice Bryant Hogarth. And she has three different agencies now. So she has a personnel agency. She does background checks and criminal checks. And then she also has a technology company. And one of the things that she said today that goes with that record that I just played is that she is a strong woman. And, you know, we don't always get a chance to talk about ourselves in such a positive, affirming language. And so I want everyone that's listening to understand just how powerful they are, and don't apologize for your knowledge, your wisdom, your strength, your power. Just stand in it. Be who you are. And so the group of people that are assembled and have been called together to host this worldwide webinar are just really talented, very loving, very caring, very compassionate people about the welfare of humanity. So let me just recognize you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, and to make sure I got that in there because we're about to get started on this conversation. And you're welcome to be a part of tonight's conversation. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819, and you would press 1 to let us know you want to speak live on air. So just to give you a little background, there is a national group of individuals. The team is called Life, Love, and Wellness Global, a worldwide wellness movement. And this team of dedicated individuals want to impart knowledge and education to people, especially people of color and low income, to provide additional information that a person can apply to their lives. And if they choose not to, they at least have the information so that they can, when they're ready, to make better decisions or a different decision about their lifestyles that they can. It's really, really important. Like I said, today in the financial gathering of international individuals, the health and the wellness was described or discussed in several of the breakout sessions. So people are starting to understand and to verbalize how much they know that our health and our wellness addresses all aspects or all areas of our lives. And so I just want to make sure that we're all starting like at the same place of understanding as to why this particular event is taking place. The communities of color and low income are heavily hit. One of the primary reasons for that is our state of being lulled to sleep, being easily distracted by electronics, by the new designer labels, by whatever the media puts out there to tell us that this is more important than our very own lives. So sometimes we get hung up. And we're wanting to prove to ourselves and prove to other people that we are worthy. And so we don't necessarily want to affect a more positive lifestyle or a positive attitude about life, we would prefer that this outer stuff reflect what we don't authentically feel on the inside. And so what we've come to do at Life, Love, and Wellness Global is to talk about all these different aspects, because it's not just food, it's not just exercise, it's not just one thing, but it's everything. We hardly ever talk about mental wellness or mental health, emotional balance. We don't talk about those things in the community, and we act as if we don't talk about it like they'll go away. So we have a collection. I like that. We have a collection of 70 of the most passionate, dedicated wellness practitioners that I know in this world that are coming together to share the best of what they have with each and every one of you that partake in the wellness webinar. So one of our team members is Reverend Queen Mama Linda LaVoy. This young lady has spent the majority of her life learning different energy modalities to affect a positive difference in people's lives energetically. You know, we're all energy. Everything that has life is full with energy. And so in learning how to positively affect the energy that's involved in all living things, you practice and you study and you learn the various methods that you can incorporate from some of the practical modalities would be Reiki, bars, Qigong, and just the cleansing type of activities that those are. But then there's also gems and different stones that you can use, and yoga, and just the list just goes on and on. And this young lady, Linda La, I call her Queen, I call her Sunshine, I call her a little bit of all of that, because that's what she is, and she's always bringing together other energy workers to go out and to teach the community, be it children, be it older adults, be it men, women, family, it doesn't matter. She's actively looking for opportunities to go and just be so elementary in how she approaches energy as a healing tool. She's a ordained minister, and so she has that other, the spiritual part of it that we must have in doing the healing process. So I want to bring to the stage, so to speak, Reverend La Boyd, and La, I'm going to turn it over to you if you would like to use more words to introduce who you are. Feel free to, and whatever direction you want to take the conversation is perfectly fine with me. So, audience, I introduce to you Reverend Linda La Boyd.
Sandy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm making sure you can hear me. Greetings, good evening, everybody, and thank you. You got me sitting up here grinning. I'm truly honored to be on the team of the Most High God and to be on your team. It has really been a tremendous educational opportunity to be on this team for the work that we're doing and all the work that we do and are doing. I strongly believe that we're all teachers and we're all students, and we're consistently learning from each other, everyone. I like to open our conversation this evening and begin it with speaking about the big word, the S word again, and how that thing life, at people, events, traumas from the time that we're not even conscious that we're being affected, when we're in the womb and our mom's carrying us and what's going on in her life and around her, how it affects our being, and how we have a tendency with not even knowing that we're carrying. At times it's not even just things that we personally have experienced. It's things that have happened that don't even directly maybe affect us. And this temple called the body is such a remarkable machine that God has gifted us with, that it has this phenomenal memory. And it will hold those thoughts, those traumas, those memories, as long as we allow it to. Many times we have a tendency also to kind of play some tapes over and over and over again of things that may have happened a year ago, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, a lifetime ago. And we have a tendency to continue to speak it and talk about it rather than, when the memory comes up, acknowledging it and beginning a process of letting it go and giving it back to source. And the reason that this has been like a neon sign for me, because there are people in our lives that are really, really struggling. And the struggle with these events and activities that are happening to them every day, they can literally eat up our body temple from inside out. Sometimes it's related to what they call immune system issues. That immune system that we're told we have to keep it healthy and high, because when it gets weak, it allows all the distress to begin affecting our cellular level. So there's so much work that we have to do in remembering the importance of loving ourselves. And for many of us, we haven't been taught that as children, as youth. And more than that, it has maybe possibly not been modeled for us in the environments that we grew up in. There are levels of love and there's types of love. But has someone said to you, not only are you wonderful, but you are wonderful enough to know that you have to love you first? That in order for us to take care of everybody else, that we have to be selfish at this point and make sure that we're taken care of. And that might look in a lot of different ways for a lot of different people. So the conversation is about how we're dealing with all the environmental, all the family, and that's a big one, the family stuff that happens, and how some of us have a tendency to possibly ignore how it's affecting us, or that things are happening around us and we decide, I don't want to acknowledge that it's happening, so I'm going to ignore it. And we shift into a place where we're not going to acknowledge what's going on around us. But that phenomenal body, being a spirit, being an energy, acknowledges what's going on around it. And it can be affected by these things. By things people say, what they're doing, things that we're watching, hearing, it's all affecting us because we're energy. So we draw people to us, possibly build a village that may come along to assist us in acknowledging that some things are throwing us off balance, to possibly assist us in acknowledging and looking at what that may be. That may become in a form of a conversation, therapy, counseling, or just a conversation over tea amongst friends, friends that really care and are allowed to be very candid with us, because many times we can't see ourselves as others do. So we want to consider remembering that we are important. And in order to love our families, our children, our siblings, our parents, In all the village that we build around us, we must take care of ourselves. What do you think about that, Sandy?
I love what you're saying, because it's truly important that we understand that we deserve love and that we do start with ourselves. It took me a lot of years to understand this love thing, because we're taught, women particularly, are taught to go out and look for love. Go find yourself somebody to love you, and then you'll be complete. But what we didn't learn was that the only way that we can give that away to somebody is if we already knew what it felt like, how we loved on ourselves, and you wanted someone to duplicate that in their relationship with you. But if you don't know how to love yourself, no one else can ever do that for you. No one else can ever make you feel worthy and acceptable. But yet we go from one relationship to another, to another, to another, to yet another, looking for this mysterious four-letter word, and we have no clue because we haven't learned, we haven't invested the time in ourselves to really find out, what a magnificent person that we are, and giving that responsibility to somebody else can really weigh quite heavily on a relationship. And perhaps that's maybe why so many marriages fail, or relationships, with significant others. So I liked how you addressed that love, that four-letter word, how you addressed that. And I wanted to bring up one other thing, La, that to include in the conversation. Was a part of the discussion today of racism. And, of course, I dealt with it personally from a African-American standpoint. But the more I thought about it, it's like the sins of our mother or the sins of our father. Whatever we've experienced and have not effectively dealt with, we have unresolved traumas in our lives, and that's for everyone across the board. A European origin individuals, African origin individuals, Asian, it doesn't matter. When there are unresolved traumas, it gets passed from like one generation to the next generation to the next generation. And people wonder why all of this strange behavior is going on. It's because we thought that if we internalize it, like you said, and push it to the side somewhere, that it magically disappears, but it doesn't. And so that's why a lot of our children are acting out, and they have no clue as to why they're acting the way that they are. And so that becomes a very, very important component to our overall wellness. And the particular speaker that was commenting on that today was saying that she's a doctor, a researcher, and she had a situation where her young African-American son was traveling at night on a lonely highway, and the police pulled him over. And so he called his mom and left his phone on speaker and put the phone on the passenger seat so that she could hear the whole conversation. But nothing happened, nothing negatively happened. But the next morning she had the Fitbit on, and she was able to see how her blood pressure and her heartbeat all had elevated during that time frame. And so yes, that was one of those situations that caused her to understand that even when we're not directly impacted by a negative, just the thought of it can also make you, be unbalanced in a negative way. So I just wanted to touch on those two things right quick.
Yeah, because that was tremendous anxiety for her.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, waiting to see if something was going to happen to her child. That's a lot of stress, and the body responded immediately.
Yes.
Machine.
Yes.
And we're not about doom and gloom in the work that we are inviting people to consider. We also love for people to consider ways of working with themselves and learning resources to assist them in moving beyond staying stuck and holding on to these issues. We use affirmations. I am prospered by divine love. Affirmations about peace. I am emissary of peace and harmony in the world. Sandy, I have affirmations on in the mirror in my bedroom and my bathroom so that I can speak words. I can say my body is healing, whole, and complete. Words that remind me to breathe. Words that say, have you walked today? Have you looked up, spent 15 minutes in the sunshine? And believe me, even if it looks cloudy or overcast, the sun is back behind those clouds. And to go outside still and breathe that fresh air. To touch the earth. To just stand in the grass.
Yeah.
Put your back against a tree. Raise your arms. There are things that can assist us in shifting and moving through the urgency of the moment, just like that mother in the morning getting up and seeing her pressure had elevated. Breathing may have been a tremendous asset to her, even rubbing her hands together and rubbing her feet, rubbing her own feet. If someone else rubbed it, it would have been wonderful, but sometimes we have to do these things for ourselves. And to learn that the most powerful healing tool in the universe is when you and your creator get together and you say, come on, let's take care of this. And we touch ourselves with love. And while we're putting our hands over our heart or over our forehead or over our temples and we're thinking words of healing, it can shift the appearance of an elevated BP. It can slow that heart palpitation down to bring it back to a normalcy. We'd be so surprised at the magic that's right there within ourselves in assisting us in regrounding and calming down, because there are things at a moment we might not be able to do in regards to getting to an emergency room, but until I get there, what can I do to help me to shift out of a place of panic and begin that breath of life that you're gifted with? And we take for granted each and every day and every night. What do you do to help keep yourself grounded, Sandy?
I actually do grounding, La. So a few years ago, I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, but somewhere around in that area was when I found out about this grounding process or procedure, and all it is making direct contact, be it grass, be it dirt. You could even do it through the asphalt or cement. You just need to take off any rubber-soled shoes that you might have on, and there have been times where my energy is just soaring so high that I've actually hugged on a tree to level myself out, right, and to just to kind of bring myself back into balance. I love to lay in the bed when I wake up and stretch my body and just feel my body come alive for the, you know, that first thing in the morning, so that, you know, I'm not jumping up to an alarm clock or, you know, just like a sudden jerky type of motion, but really just appreciating my body and acknowledging it and how magnificent it is. And so I think that appreciation part is extremely calming to your nervous system.
And it sounds like it didn't cost any exercise clothes.
Nope.
It didn't cost you any new Nike or Reebok sneakers. It didn't cost you to go out to a class anywhere. It sounds like the things that you did are cost-free.
Yes, yes.
So we do have options of different things that we can do to assist us, to help elevate us, to help open our minds, our hearts, and to breathe in the morning, to stretch our arms and our legs and to bend over. And I noticed my niece was over the other evening, and I noticed that she had a little curvature in her upper back, and I just asked her to let me show her something, and I guided her to the wall and had her stand with her back to the wall and put her head on the wall and open her shoulders and just stand there with her entire body placed on that wall. And I asked her, what does she feel? And she says, I feel like I'm breathing better. Absolutely, because when you open those shoulders up and just put them against that wall and that head back, you're opening your heart. You're raising your shoulders and your head, and you're straightening your spinal cord. And if you just do that a couple of times a day, it's talking to your skeletal system saying, come on, baby, stand up. Come on. Straighten up. And
yeah.
It feels good. It feels good. So we know that gravity is pulling on us, but we have an option to say to our body, no, I'm going this way. And Dr. Naima Lewis, who's a yogi, and doctor of kinesiology, taught us that in her yoga class, and it is a wonderful exercise. Cost-free, a wall, stand there, fully clothed, sweat clothes, work clothes, even naked. Cost you nothing. A couple of times a day, it'll wake you up and wake your body up as well. And then your heart smiles because it's pulled open. So we know that life can take us to places that can be very challenging, to say the least. But we have options. And that's what our webinar is about, offering all these wonderful options out here that research has shown, life experience and wisdom has gifted us. And that is what we're promoting and providing to the world during the summer solstice this year in June. Sandy, you want to share some of the subject matters that we're going to speak about or have our speakers speak about in June?
Oh, sure, yes, yes. So right now what La is describing to us is energy. So the grounding, the yoga, Reiki, the standing with your back to the wall, all of those are practices or modalities that can fall up under the energy title, so to speak. We have emotional wellness, which would be, you know, calling a thing a thing. If you have grief, if you have anger, not wanting to be the perfect person or the perfect woman or man that don't get angry and don't get upset, but you're able to call it what it is and move on. You know, you don't have to stay there, but you do need to acknowledge what it is that you're going through. And so along with that emotional balance, we have wellness, which is overall. So, you know, taking a little bit of this and a little bit of that and, excuse me, making sure that we keep all of that in order. We got nutrition. So we have farmers. We have raw chefs. We have individuals that will teach you how to make various quick items like smoothies or how to do a salad, a green salad, and things like that. We have physical aspect, and I didn't say exercise, but physical, so physical movement. We have a young lady in her early 70s that can stand both feet on the floor and raise one leg all the way up to her head so that she's like in a standing split, and she's 70 plus. So, and we've got a couple of other individuals that cover different modalities in that physical. So we've got yogis, we have runners, we have dancers, and various people. And again, like Law is saying, we're covering aspects that doesn't cost you anything. You know, so like we all like to dance regardless if we have rhythm or not, right? So it's like you either have a tune going in your head, or you turn on the radio, or you turn on YouTube, or you turn on something with some music and you dance. The idea behind that is just to move your body, and no, it does not require a gym membership. And you know, if you want to be outside, go walk in. You know, do whatever it is that you need to do, but don't let money become an issue for you. We have the spiritual aspect, and that spiritual aspect is not necessarily religion. Religion is something that humans have created. Spirituality is something that comes to you from the Creator. And so we have various practices that people will be talking about on that spiritual journey, and how to connect with your higher self, with your higher power. And it does not call for you have to go to a building in order to participate in those activities. And so what else do we have? We got wellness, spiritual, physical, nutrition, emotional wellness, and seem like I'm always forgetting one. So,
and we talk about the emotion. We talk about, severing that misnomer that there's something wrong with going to counseling, something wrong with coaching, there's something wrong with speaking to someone about where we are and what we're feeling in the overload. We want to acknowledge the importance of it, and that for us to be able to be open and have someone to speak to, someone to listen, and someone to repeat back to us what we're saying, because sometimes we can't hear ourselves as clearly. So when we talk about emotional health, we talk about behavior health, we talk about mental health, it's in this society right now with all that's going on, we're having to pay better attention to people around us, looking, locking our doors, looking around before we get out to get gas. When we walk in a store, paying attention to the people that are coming past us, behind us, just having to be so much more aware in the unrelaxed state of being. And that affects us emotionally. That affects us behaviorally. So without intent to walk by faith, we still have to pay attention. Mm-hmm. So we know that many of us have drawn our village to us. It's not necessarily a biological person or persons, but they are people that we've drawn into our circle, people that we are comfortable with speaking with, somebody that has an open mind and is not judgmental but allows you to speak what you're feeling and vent and not get it all backed up on you, so that you become overwhelmed and then you have a hard time functioning or thinking, because, yes, we are human. So we're bringing all these aspects of the human person together with specialists in all these areas. And even the person not specialist, they come with that wisdom, just like the 70-something sister who's able to physically do things that many 20-year-olds are not doing right now. So we're really, really excited about this intention that we've been working on and that we're in a phase right now where we are allowing you to contact us because we want to come into the senior centers, the community centers, the faith-based churches, mosques, and temples to ask them to open up so that we can have the community members gravitate and sit and watch the webinars during that week, that summer solstice week in June. So Sandy's going to also give you the information, and we invite you to come on, join our team. If that means just a phone call, an email, a text, we're open to it because this is a time that we've been waiting for, and we need you to assist us in order to be effective in the work that we've been put on task to do. Because it's all about love, healing, wellness, nutrition, all of the above.
So, La, it's interesting that today I met at the Hope Global Forum, met a young lady from South Africa. And, of course, you know, this is an international webinar, and in speaking to her and just briefly explaining to her, you know, what our goal was and understanding, you know, if it would be appropriate for the community there in South Africa, she was so open and she so understood the necessity of having people speak to her fellow countrymen, countrywomen, country folks, you know, that about wellness and about, you know, what it looks like to be healthy. And because so much of the other world are copying what we're doing here in the Western world, where it should be the other way around, because other people, other parts of the world are healthier than we are here in the United States. But she was just so enthused about it, and she was like, well, I got some producer friends. Do you need contacts with the cable, with the film industry in South Africa? And she was just going, you know, like on and on, like, what can I do? And so, yes, we're reaching out to you, this community here on radio, to once we get the information, to send it out to your contact, to your database of friends and relatives, and just share the information. The wellness webinar will be free. We are working on another delivery message method for after the time frame where the webinar is complete. But for right now, during the initial airing of the webinar, it is without charge. And so we're doing this because we do not want to put any barriers in place that prevent someone from getting this information and this knowledge, because all of the 70-plus speakers that are participating, they're all volunteering their time. And I just, you know, that right there is just absolutely phenomenal, to have this caliber of people that could be charging, you know, five digits in order to do some of the work that they're doing and providing the information that they're going to be providing with the world. So I'm excited, and I know the team members are excited. And La has been, again, you know, she sees life. She's a doula. So she sees life coming into the world, and then she also helps to escort souls away from the world or away from Mother Earth. So with all of that that she does, we were actually last weekend, we were down in Tuskegee, Alabama, where we had an opportunity to do some energy work down there with college students, with the rural communities, and some other areas. And it never ceases to amaze me the amount of people that are unfamiliar with the power that they have in their own body temples. And one of the examples I like to use is that if you cut your finger, you can literally watch it grow back together. You know, it's like a baby. That is like the biggest mystery, the biggest wonder of the world, how you can take two microscopic organisms and it grows into a person, and in 9 months it comes into the world, and then, you know, 90 years later it's still surviving. That is just incredible to me. And so if we use that same type of logic where our bodies are designed to heal themselves, that's why all of our organs regenerate themselves after a certain length of time. Like you get a new liver, I think every 3 months, and your skin is constantly being renewed, your lungs, but every part of your body. So it's not like the same part that you were born with is now the part that you die with. You have different organs and the cells in your body, all of that is being renewed all the time. So it's important that we know that we give our body the right oxygen, the right fuel, that we know how we're feeding our body with nutrition, and how we're keeping ourselves level with the energy work that we can do for ourselves, so that we live the best quality of life that we can. I had a friend I was talking to the other day, and he slipped because he knew who he was talking to, but he slipped and said, "Well, yeah, because when you get old, you get sick." And I was like, "Whoa, let's back up. Why do you have to get sick because you get older?" I didn't mean it, but he did, you know. And so I just like to have those conversations. Yes, we're all going to die. Yes, no one gets to survive this thing called life alive. And so we're all going to depart Mother Earth. At some point in time, all living things are going to depart. But there's nothing in any holy writing that says you got to get sick. That's a choice that you make because you're not taking care of your body temple. We don't have to be sick. We don't have to get high blood pressure or cholesterol or any of all that other stuff, or have migraine headaches or any of that stuff. The only reason why we have it is because we're not taking care of this body temple. And so that is the type of ammunition we want to give you, so that you're completely armed with right knowledge, right thinking about how you can take care of yourself. That grounding technique is just fabulous. So if you're ever, stressed out, and you have no idea which way to turn, take your shoes off, step outside on your grass, on the dirt, go to the park. Just make the connection with Mother Earth, and you'll see, you'll feel the tensions just actually melting away from your body.
And
so we're going to take
amazing,
a quick break.
Sandy. It's so amazing. I was at the Nature Center the other day for a workshop in Southwest Atlanta, and I stood outside speaking to a sister, and I like turned my head and I saw this tree. It's like this tree was saying, "Come in, come on, come on." So I walked over to the tree and I just put my back against the tree, and I'm telling you, just you can feel the shift. You can feel it's like there's something being pulled and taken from you that you no longer need. And mark my words, try it. Just stand in front of a tree, put your back against it, and just be still and quiet. Don't worry about who's looking at you or watching. Everybody, just be oblivious to them. They're not important. This is all about you and Earth. And feel the magic. There are so many ways for us to get regrounded and to shift gears. It's almost like you're in a verbal interaction with someone, and you know that this conversation is getting a little heated or it's shifting in an area that you're like, what is that about? And in your own mind, you're talking to yourself and you're saying, you know, this is not even about me. And it's okay to say, excuse me for a moment and go to the restroom and take a couple of breaths and really realize it is not yours. And when you go back, the person probably thinks you're out of your mind. No, you're in your mind. You're actually in your mind because you're clear it's not about you. And when you say, so what were you saying? And they're amazed because they realize they weren't saying anything. It was nothing. But the society and the radio and the music and a lot of the music, not all the music, a lot of the music and the billboards were just being bombarded with things and stuff. And being programmed and being diverted from what is really important. Watching CNN over and over and over again, texting, Facebook, all of them are distractions. We're being distracted from being focused.
Yes.
Focused on there is a better way, and my consciousness needs to be focused on things are better. I'm going to see it. I'm going to know it. I'm going to live it. I'm going to speak it because our words are so powerful. So we have a choice, and we have opportunity every day, all day, to make choices. Are you making the choice to think healthy, to think wellness, to think your body for all the wonderful work it's doing? Do you ever rub your hands together and touch your heart and say, thank you, heart? You're pumping all this blood throughout my body day and night, year after year. Do I ever say thank you? It's a consideration. Do you ever hug yourself? Do you ever just sit down and run a hot tub and take a bath and just be still? Cut the light out, turn a tea light on, and just be still. No talking, no music, just still. Allowing spirit to now speak to you.
Mm.
No prayer, because prayer is talking. You telling God or spirit or divine or creator or Allah, but they already know what he knows, what she knows. Just be quiet. It's a very powerful tool. It provides answers to your questions. It provides guidance on questions you answered, where to go. The next thing that you touch, that was the answer. It's so powerful and it's priceless. You can't get it at the store. It's from within you. It's a wonderful thing. Sandy, isn't it wonderful to watch your magic?
It is. It is. You know, so for reasons, that I really do not mind sharing. I do not have cable because, to me, it got to be prohibitive in the amount of money. And I really didn't have a lot of the current shows that I watch. So when I did have cable, it was either on HGTV, because I love all the, you know, the fixing up of the houses and House Hunters and that, or I was watching old movies like Golden Girls. And so when they went up on the price, I opted out. And so have not been watching a lot of television. Have not been watching any television. I've been doing Netflix and some things like that. But here recently, I had an opportunity to watch television, and I'm just amazed at the number of commercials that come on. So the program, the major program, will have like 3 minutes of airtime for them to, you know, do their interview with their guests or to give you highlights of what they want to cover. And then there's like 4 to 5 minutes of commercials. If you think I'm kidding, just watch television with an observant eye. And there's, especially during the daytime, I have not watched it at night, but I know that this happens during the daytime. And it's just amazing to me how you could easily, like Law was saying about CNN, because you got to know what the news is, right? You have got to watch the news to find out what's going on in the world. But what if the world could do without your scrutiny for like 24 hours? So give yourself one day off a week to not be on computers, to not be on Facebook, social media, no emails. And if you're really bold, put the phone down. Don't pick up the phone for a day, too. And just allow your body to relax, to not have all of this these frequencies entering into your precious body temple. And you will come out feeling so much more alive and so rejuvenated. For me personally, I can't take a phone on my body, you know, like up to my ear. And I've not gotten comfortable with the earpieces and the Bluetooth and all of it. And I really don't like the thing to go around your neck. I'm just a little special like that because I don't eat food that go into a microwave either. And so when you get to a place where you're consciously making sound decisions like that, you'll begin to notice, like Law was saying earlier, you're more keenly aware of everything that's going on around you. You don't even have to move your head to know that, you know, somebody just walked up in your peripheral vision. And you'll be able to feel if the energy is positive or negative, or if you need to be a little, you know, like moving out the way from that energy field and things like that. And so these are just some of the benefits that you can receive from practicing awareness. And so La convened a energy practitioner a retreat a few years ago, and one of the activities that she had the attendees to do was to wear a sign around their neck or pinned to their clothes. It says, "I am honoring silence." And so with the attendees being at a facility where there were workers that were making sure everything was in place and that the food was served and things like that. At first, you know, they were a little taken aback by nobody was responding to their questions. But once they got it, you know, once they saw how peaceful everybody was without verbally making noise, you know, they were getting into it too. because that's not something that we talk about and or practice, you know, like just being within you. Just close your mouth, shut your mouth for, you know, whatever this period of time is. And so I just really think that there are things that we can learn from each other that will help us to improve our quality of life. What'd you say, La?
You know, thank you for reminding us about that, Sandy, because the feedback from the group when we did break the silent fast, was remarkable. How they said they just felt so peaceful, how their rest state that night, because we shifted into silence on Friday night and most of Saturday till Saturday afternoon after lunch. So they had three meals of non-speaking, dinner on Friday night, breakfast, and lunch. And people were able to communicate if they needed to, but not with words. And it was just as powerful as anything. And you were correct, it shifted the energy. There was an international priest conference going on at the same time we were there. And it was pretty amazing, them observing us.
So, right.
What ways to tell us in school, silence is golden?
Yeah,
it is. It is.
Yeah, but, you know, even back then, we just kind of let things go over our head, though, you know. So, but it's important, La, I think, to be able to experience that silence and receive all of this wisdom from the universe that you wouldn't necessarily feel or hear as long as you have noise going or as long as you're busy actively doing something all the time where you're not, you know, you're just not ever still and you're not receptive to this voice, your voice, the authentic voice of who you are. And I'm not sure where I was, but recently I was in discussion with some people around doctors and the responsibility that the patients put on the doctors. So the patients will go into the doctor's office and be like, all right, so I'm having this pain in my lower back on the left-hand side. Fix it, you know. The patient has not done anything to say, okay, well, maybe I need more water. Maybe I need to stretch. Okay, body, let me just be still, and you tell me what you need, you know. But they would rather put that on somebody else another person to help identify. But who is with your body 24 hours, 7 days a week? You should be able to diagnose some of the stuff that's going on. And if you want assistance from a medical doctor or a energy worker, it should be working in concert with that person for the healing of your body. Not saying, okay, La, here I am. Help me I'm having some emotional distress, but I don't want to work with anything. Can you give me Reiki and it'll all go away? You know, and it sounds foolish, I'm sure, to you guys right now, but that's basically what we're doing with our doctors. You know, just like, okay, my head hurts all the time. Yeah, I drink alcohol every day, especially on the weekend. I party from Friday night to Sunday night, you know, but I got a headache. So can you give me a pill to take care of that? And so instant fix, you know, microwave fix kind of deal. But so it's just, again, you know, bringing ideas, hopefully generating a new thought process within you to take another look at how you're choosing to do things. We're not saying it's right. We're not saying it's wrong. We're not saying that any practice that you choose is valid or not. That's not our call. Again, it's your choice. You have the choice to pick and choose what works best for you. We want to give you more on your plate, so to speak, more on the buffet of life. How is that? That sounds good, right?
That's very good.
We're extending the buffet of life so that you have more choices to make in order to add more vitality to your existence. So that's what this project is all about.
And Sandy, I want to remind you of what you are doing right now, what you have been doing for the last 6 months. You have been going and exposing yourself to various meetings, trainings, conferences. You're meeting people from all over the world, from all walks of life. And the dream, the intention that you set in regards to being a worldwide wellness event is that the Most High has opened doors and people have opened their arms to allow you to really step up into it being international and to see how receptive folks are to this conversation. We've been watching webinars, listening to webinars for, it's gotten very, very important and very, very popular, and seeing the lineup of all these tremendously well-known metaphysicians, authors, writers, so on and so forth, but very few of them, if any, look like us and are speaking to us. And this is a wonderful intention where the conversation comes from us for us, directly for those of us like me who've come out the project in the neighborhood and have had the opportunity to evolve to other levels of life and can speak to that. It's so inclusive of all of us at all ages. And just like you spoke about Tuskegee's event last week, the wellness, the healing, us being there on the earth, this is 25 acres, we're standing there on the earth, and people coming from all parts of Alabama, Maryland, Atlanta, a wonderful amount of people came and traveled less than two hours to Tuskegee from Atlanta to participate in this event. But more importantly to me, each time I've gone and had a chair for someone to sit in and whispered in their ear, just take three deep breaths and relax, and we're going to allow spirit to flow as it does. And to get feedback from people of how they felt, or here's a really great one. I got a call from a woman on Monday night, last Monday night, and she was from Selma. And she says that she's been living with lupus and that she also has been told that she has an aneurysm that's inoperable. But more importantly for her, who was on a walker as well, said that she could not move her arm, and when she did, it was such pain. And she helped me to help her to describe who the practitioner was that worked with her. And that when this practitioner finished working with her, that she has to this day, because I spoke to her again last night, has full range of motion of her arm. And I reminded her. Huh?
I said excellent. I'm sorry.
Full range of motion of her arm. And I let her know that particular practitioner was using energy work, but she also using Qigong. So Spring Forest Qigong was one of the tools that was used, and that's why I just bring it all together and call it energy work, because it's all energy. It's just different terminologies because they're all different tools. And I reminded her to begin to talk to her body, and the reason that she continues to have range of motion is because she's moving that arm and keep it moving now, instead of just having it just drop down to her side. So she's bringing in her magic by continuing to rub her arm, raise it, encircle it, things that she was not doing in the past. We're told often if we don't use it, we lose it. And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. We have to keep it moving. So I just love the stories, that the practitioners share from their small momentary conversation with the people that just come through this event and all the other events that we go to, that we participate in, that we gift ourselves to, our time, our mileage, our energy, to assist our community. That's our intention, and that's what we've been doing. So this is something we all want to do, is to claim our power back. Claim your power of wellness. We begin to be more conscious of what we're putting in our mouths, drinking more water as we should, sending water to that brain. And then another practitioner said her mom was having headaches. And I said, well, how much water is mom drinking? She says, oh, I have to force her. Well, the brain is water. And a lot of our elders forget to drink it. I had an elder on a table on Saturday, and I gave him a cup of tea for part of his treatment, and then I also brought in a cup of water. And he said, oh, I'm glad you brought that water because, you know, I forget to drink. I said, really?
Wow.
And so he tells me how many gallons of alkaline water he has in the house. I said, really? Okay. So we have to stay more than hydrated. We have to feed ourselves, and that's what the water does. It hydrates the cells in our body with life source itself. So this is good. I'm so excited, Sandy, about our initiative we have coming up. Really, really excited and real pleased to be on your team.
Well, thank you. It is an exciting time, and I get excited all over again every time I share it with someone. So there were quite a few individuals that I had the conversation with today, and one very spirited soul is from Denmark, and she was like, how can I help? I want to be a part of this. Tell me what I can do. Tell me what you need. And so to have that type of acceptance and people to get it, to understand what it is that what the whole intention behind the webinar is just, I mean, it lights me up, you know. And so we had different breakout sessions at this conference. And so when I got ready to leave the breakout session, she's like, now don't forget, I want to help. So just let me know what it is I need to do. And just as a side note, this particular individual has been ranked one of the top 100 powerful women in the world. So, you know, we're not just talking about just nobodies or, you know, people that don't have influence, but people that get it, people that understand that this work is necessary out here in the world. So I'm always pleased and honored for people to get it, to understand it, and want to support it. So again, as La has said a little earlier, this is one part of it for us to each month bring a different component of the webinar to you, our audience. You can send us an email at life, love, and the word, A-N-D, life, love, and wellness, at gmail.com. You can take a look and join our group on Facebook. It's Life, Love, and Wellness Global, a worldwide wellness movement. And we have articles, just all type of updates and articles that are posted there on a daily basis. Our social media team is led by Star Water, who is just a gem in doing research and finding new ways to look at and to uncover some of the mysteries of what's going on. A lot of people are just bewildered You know, a lot, they don't know why they're sickly or, you know, why they're going through this and they're going through that. But it's the additives that they have in these things that we call edibles, because it's not, for me, I love to pre-qualify what I say. For me, once something is crafted in a laboratory, it's no longer food. It's an edible, or it is something that resembles food. But food cannot be created in a laboratory, and that's just how I look at it. It may be oversimplistic, but, you know, God gave us the Holy Spirit, love, Allah, Jehovah, Jesus, whatever you want to call that energy, gave us what we need. It was created before we were even crafted. The foods that we would need were already here for us. It comes out the ground. It's on the trees, so we got our nuts and our seeds and our fruits and our vegetables. Those are God's groceries, not macaroni and cheese and Big Mac burgers and, you know, this stuff. It has ingredients. Oh, this was a point I wanted to make too. Anyway. So one of the speakers today was talking about food. And they said that Twinkies, and I used to love Twinkies, so please don't misunderstand me. I'm not, you know, I didn't come here just eating good, healthy food. I loved me some Twinkies. And so as this person was telling the story, the Twinkie company got into some financial trouble, and they had to close down the plant for a while because the Twinkies were not selling. Eventually, they were able to sell the business to another entity. And this entity came in, and because the Twinkies have a shelf life of 50 years, all they did was put the Twinkies that had been left in this building, they put it right back on the market. My mouth just flew open. I'm like, and we're eating this stuff and not understanding how long it's been around, where it's been, and what effects it might have on our bodies. I find it all very, very, very fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
How different is that from putting a McDonald's burger, sitting it on the counter and leaving it for years?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you come back, it still looks the same way as you did, you know, however many years prior to that. So, again, we didn't come to make it seem
doom
like
and gloom.
Like Lars said, we're just simply sharing with you some of the stuff that has come out, some of the research, some of the information to help you to think about what this thing is. And there's research being done where salt, sugar, and fat combinations are placed on a person's tongue, and then the person is slid into an MRI machine, a CAT scan, so that the scientists could understand what parts of the brain are stimulated by these different tastes that are put on the tongue and in different positions on the tongue. You guys, there is so much out here. Oh, my God. There is just so much out here. And we want to bring this knowledge to you and let you do whatever you need to do with it and apply it says hogwash, ignore it, whatever you choose. And we've done our part once we bring you the knowledge. So that's what we're about. And that, Law, would you like to share anything else? We got like 2 minutes left in the program.
Sandy, thank you so much for inviting me to partner with you this evening. It's always an honor and a pleasure. And thank you to your audience for listening, reacting, responding in your own way, and to send the good news out into the universe. And peace
yes.
and blessings to all of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for being with us tonight. I know we didn't take a break. I was trying to about 30 minutes ago, but you know that's just the way Spirit said, keep rolling, because the message is getting across, and that's what's important about this whole movement is not making it do something that you want it to do, but allowing it to be a full flowing, free-flowing energy from the Creator. And so we give thanks for each and every one of you, and we look forward to sharing more with you as we go along. The webinar is slated to begin on the first day of the summer solstice, which is the highest energy point of the year, and that is June the 21st. We are slated to go for the 10 last days of June. So it will be from June the 21st through June the 30th. We look forward to sharing so much with each and every one of you, and we know that you will find benefit in just one or two words from each one of the speakers. So thank you. If you would like to be a part, if you would like to make sure that you have the information to share with your friends, your tribe, your family, just shoot us an email at lifelovewellness@gmail.com. Visit us on Facebook on our group page at Life, Love, and Wellness Global. And just keep listening. We're going to do this every last Tuesday of each month to give you a little highlight, a little additional information as to what you can expect to learn, to hear, and to receive during the Worldwide Wellness Webinar. I love you. See you next Tuesday.
Love you too.
Thanks, Law. I love you.
Thank you. Peace.
All right. Bye. Bye.